Coaches, I wanted to take a quick minute before we jump into today's episode to remind you about the power of our Green Team Framework. Now, if you're a coach who's been with us for many years, you know how powerful the Green Team is. And for all those that are new, you need to take advantage of it starting today. In fact, we guarantee that within 30 days, you will have more committed, consistent, and competitive athletes in your program once you implement the 7 parts of the Green Team Framework. It's a leadership framework that, as one of our coaches in St. Louis said, is like leadership cheat code. It's as if we figured out all the right buttons to push to get your players to level up. So, coach, if you haven't gotten started with Lead 'Em Up, get involved today and start taking advantage of the leadership framework, the Green Team Framework that will transform your program. And if you're already in Lead 'Em Up, you know the power of the Green Team. We just want to encourage you, keep building your Green Team. Keep going deeper. Keep reaping the benefits. Hey, listen, make sure you're building your Green Team. But in the meantime, enjoy today's episode. You're listening to the Lead 'Em Up podcast, powered by Chick-fil-A. Thank you for hanging with us today. I'm Adam alongside Kyle, and we continue in our Coaches Talk series where we examine different phrases that are often shared by coaches. They've historically been shared by coaches. They are terms and little sayings that you've grown up receiving in the sports world. And if you then turned into a coach and became a coach, you probably have found yourself saying these statements yourself. And I think a lot of times, Kyle, we say these statements because we've heard them so many times. They've been brought up so many times. We just say them out of just habit. And we don't actually take time to really evaluate. Is this actually a statement that makes sense? Does this actually land well with our players? Does it actually communicate clearly what we want to see? And the reality is what you find a lot of times when you examine these statements is it almost produces frustration. Because we say expecting or hoping that the players will receive it the way we want them to or the way we think they should, but our statements are relatively incomplete. They aren't thorough. They're not, you know, forthcoming with all the necessary detail and action items needed to bring it to life that, frankly, they frustrate us because we say the statement, but we don't see the action that we hope to see. And then in turn, we find ourselves frustrated. And we're like, I don't get it. I've said it to them 100 times. We've addressed this. We've talked through it. So we felt like in this Coach Talk series, it'd be so helpful for us to examine some of these. And some of these we came up with on our own. We went into our private Facebook group and asked coaches, what are some statements you all find yourselves saying? And so it's a combination of things that we've kind of identified, but also coaches said, hey, this statement I say all the time, and we want to address it. So today, Kyle, we are examining the statement, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? I mean, it's one that, that is most likely, if you're a coach, you've said it. Have you said it?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Thinking of the classic video that I'm guilty of showing several times, I'm sure other coaches have as well, is the ET speech that's on like a YouTube montage of how bad do you want it? And I used to play that for my girls when I was coaching basketball at the beginning of every like summer, beginning of every season, for sure. Are you familiar with that video?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with it. What is it?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, coaches, if you haven't seen this.
E.T. as in the movie character?
No. Eric Thomas.
Oh, okay. All right. That's okay. Eric Thomas.
Not E.T. saying, yeah, how bad do you want it? You got a phone home. No.
E.T. Okay.
He's got this speech and they put it on a montage. I used it in basketball. So you can search it up and there'll be like videos of D-Wade, Kevin Garnett, Kobe working out. Essentially, the speech is all based on like a guy saying that he wants it.
And E.T. challenges that and says, how bad do you want it? And the guy steps out into the water. And he keeps going further out into the water. And eventually, the guy who's his mentor pushes his head under the waves, pushes his head under the water. And he said, why did you do that? And kind of the moral of that whole montage, without getting too long-winded, is he says that if you're going to succeed, you need to want it as bad as you want to breathe. So I had to put you in a situation where you couldn't breathe. And you won't succeed until you want it as bad as you wanted that next breath of air. So I am personally guilty of using it and playing the video.
As long as you're not putting people's heads underwater, though, Kyle.
No. We never did that. We were in Missouri, man. We didn't have like ocean
water. You don't have water. Oh,
like
yeah. You don't have water. No. So, you know, here's the reality with this statement. The premise of it, how bad do you want it? The question of it is a very valid question. It's a very valid question. And it's one that you do need to wrestle with. And I think players, a lot of times, they've got to wrestle with it because, frankly, it is a fair question. How bad do you actually want it? Are you willing to make the commitment? Are you willing to do the necessary things? Are you willing to make the sacrifices to get the job done, to get to this level? And I think a lot of times the question of how bad do you want it also then gets paired with statements the players will say. They say they want to win, right? They say they want to start. They say they want to get a college scholarship, whatever the players may happen to be saying. So then it really then does kind of compound with that to land in space. Well, okay, great. Well, how bad do you want those things? Because you can say all day you want those things, but how bad do you want them? So on the surface, when you say that and ask the question, I think it's totally fair. I think it is totally appropriate. And I think it can be a major talking point. What I have found, Kyle, as to why this statement can be sometimes problematic is because I think sometimes it gets thrown out in moments where, frankly, what is being discussed in this moment is not a matter of want. It's not a matter of desire in this moment. And the reality is, it's unfair to ask that question, how bad do you want it? Because that's not what's being discussed right now. I remember hearing Paul Rabil talk about this in a podcast. Paul Rabil, the Michael Jordan of lacrosse, you know, the first million-dollar lacrosse player, now the owner of PLL, Premier Lacrosse League. I remember hearing him talk that it would be one of the things that would frustrate him more than anything when he'd be on a team. They would be putting forth all the effort and they would just be losing. I mean, they'd be working hard and they just were losing. And coach then at halftime's like, I don't think you all want it. How bad do you want it? If you want it, you'll show me in the second half how bad you want it. And he'd be sitting there in his head listening, not necessarily speaking out, but in his head, he would talk about like, are you kidding me? Your question, how bad do I want it? Dude, we are busting our butt. We're trying everything we can. They're just bigger. They're just faster. They're stronger. They're just better. Like, it's not a matter of how bad do I want it. And the fact that you're throwing that at me almost then kind of makes it look like you don't understand.
Right.
Sometimes it's not a matter of want. How bad do you want it?
No, I think it goes back to kind of what you said at the beginning when you were teeing everything up, you know, as coaches. And I think back to like my first years again, but like there's not a whole lot of training that coaches actually receive. When you think about it, like going into a profession, a lot of it is based upon like, you know, maybe helping out at camps. You've been around the sport. You've been around the game. You have to have certain college requirements. You have to pass a background check, things like that. So without like the intentional training, sometimes what happens is the language that we use and the coach speak that we use, we go back to what we heard and what was said to us when we were athletes, when we were going through it. And it becomes kind of like a default. So like in those moments, like where we're down at halftime or we've called the timeout because the other team's on a big run or something along those lines, we're searching for the right things to say. And that is one of those coachisms, those coach talk points that comes out is how bad do you want it? And what happens is the kids, like you said, they start to question, like, do you even understand how much I'm giving? Like, for us, we might be given everything that we absolutely have, but like physically, that other team is just better. And when that happens, sometimes it can be disheartening if you put yourself in the kid's shoes. It was funny, like, we settled on this topic this morning, but last night my parents were in town. It was the last night they were in town, and my sons, they wanted to watch a movie with them. So we watched this movie on Netflix called Home Team. And it's basically about Sean Payton coaching his son's youth football team during that year of suspension when he was suspended from the NFL. And there's a scene later in the movie where the character who plays his son is basically having this exact conversation with Sean Payton in the locker room where they're in this kind of championship game. And he's like, you guys are tired. Are you kidding me? Like, how can you be tired? How bad do you want to be champions? How bad do you want to win? And this kid just looks at me. He's like, not as bad as it is to you. Like, this is more important than it is to you. We're giving everything we have, but like, we want to have fun. Like, we want to enjoy this. We're given everything that we possibly have. How can you question like our heart and our effort? So I think for us as coaches, sometimes when we want to fall back on the statement, we've got to like question, are the kids really giving their best? Because ultimately that's our measure of success. Are we getting the best out of our kids to be the best that they can possibly be? That should be how we measure success, because asking them how bad do you want it? There's a lot of layers to this, but for some kids, they're going to want it more than others on the team. So maybe we've got to paint a better picture of what success looks like, and then we can ask a question around that.
I would agree with that. I think, Kyle, though, there are moments, though, where I think it's fair to ask this question.
Oh, yeah.
I do think there are moments it is fair to ask this question, but I believe if you ask this question in moments where it is not... It is not appropriate, I think you lose credibility.
Absolutely.
I think you lose credibility amongst your players, especially the smarter players that just kind of understand it a little bit greater. Mm-hmm. That if you take like the Paul Rabel situation where like he'd sit there at half and they'd be down and like they just clearly are outmatched. They you know, the talent gap is different. Here's where I will get to in a second. Sometimes the coaching gap is different. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you start throwing out there and think it's an effort issue and start questioning how bad do you want it? You're going to get players that will become very defensive and they understand because you're saying you, right? So this is attack. That's why you always say you got to be very careful of you statements and we statements in leadership. You statements put people on defensive. You always do this. Oh, really? Oh, okay. Defense mode, guard up. Now, all of a sudden, there's a barrier for me to try to reach you. So be very careful with you statements. You have to be very careful with we statements, because the moment you say, we feel this, or we've been seen, or we've noticed, now all of a sudden, they begin to process who all is we.
Oh, is there a team of people? Like an us versus them mentality?
Who's we? Like, oh, like we've been seeing this. Like, is everyone against me? So it can kind of create this like ganging up. I say that simply to say, when you say how bad do you want it, can put people in the defense mode versus, and when you do that in moments where it doesn't apply, when it is an effort issue, go there. But you need to process and avoid the temptation to always go there, because not everything can be fixed with greater effort. Not everything, not everything can be fixed with just wanting it more. Are you kidding me? No, not. This isn't a want desire. Sometimes you've got to actually process. And if you say, how bad do you want it? And it is not a effort issue, then you will lose credibility amongst your players, because they will look at you and say, you know what? You are now showing your incompetence as a leader, as a coach, because you keep thinking this is a want. Are you not watching? Are your eyes not open? Do you not see what's happening? This is not a want issue. Do you think when teams, when Steph Curry puts 40 plus on a team, You don't think they want to stop him?
Exactly.
You don't think they want to stop him? Like, to go to a team and say, how bad do you want it? If you'd want it greater, you'd stop him. Like, are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me? He's the greatest in the world. Like, he's
crazy,
you
know, crazy question.
That's not the question. And if you were to even throw how bad you want it in those scenarios, they would laugh you out the room, coach. They would laugh you. They'd immediately be like, it's ridiculous. You clearly don't know. I think the other thing is when you go to that place of how bad you want it in moments where it doesn't apply, you also are showing glimpses in your ineptitude as a coach. Now that you do lose credibility, now all of a sudden they begin to question, do you actually know what it takes? I feel like sometimes the how bad you want it is almost like the Hail Mary.
Yeah,
it's the Hail Mary of like, definitely. I don't know what else to do.
No.
I've lost all my options as a coach. I don't know any other way to like, I don't know how to coach you. I don't know. So I just go to this how bad do you want it approach.
It's kind of like taking the ownership or responsibility off your shoulders a little bit and putting it back on them. But it does the reverse, like you said, is you instantly lose trust amongst the team.
Hey, this is Ashley from Chick-fil-A, and this is today's Leadership Nugget. Today, we're talking all about mindset. How do we possibly find the time to stay positive and keep an optimistic outlook when faced with so much uncertainty around us? I'll share a few tips and tricks to help you. 1, remove the expectation that you have to be perfect. You don't. You have to work towards letting go of the idea that things have to be a certain way. 2, remind yourself of the glorious gift of grace. Spending time and working towards centering your thoughts will be extremely helpful in reminding yourself of God's promises. 3, extend gratitude. If you constantly focus on what you lack in life, it's hard to see the beauty of what you actually do have. What you focus on increases. It's true. And 4, get help where you can. Make an active choice to rely on a helping hand from others. Positivity in your mindset is a daily choice you get to make. Choosing to see the glass as half full is all about mindset. It's simply a way of thinking. Now, let's jump back into the episode.
I would wonder how a coach would respond. Once again, as we are just examining the statement all around, I wonder how a coach would respond if a player then fired back in response to the coach, asking the coach the same thing.
How about this? What if you're having, you know, a point in your season where you're up against, like, let's say we got football season coming up, right? Let's say
your 3 biggest opponents coming up. And you go 0-3, but you've given everything that you can to win those games. Your AD comes to you and says, how bad do you want it? What's going on? You dropped those 3 games. That'd be tough.
That's a great example. Because I think every coach sitting there, if you just lost 0-3, watching all this film, putting in all this practice time.
You're pulling 12, 14-hour days watching film, and you drop those games, maybe they're all one-score games. How bad do you want it?
I guess you didn't want it bad enough. I mean, listen, if you're a coach right now and you're listening to this, and if that were to happen, you are 1 inch away from dropping your resignation letter.
Yes.
You are so close to being like, seriously? Seriously? You're going to come at me and question how bad do I want it? Oh, this is where a coach says, it took everything in me not to walk out that door and never come back.
But I never really thought of it until kind of processing what we're saying here. But like, if I would have maybe taken the time to, before saying some of those things and using the phrase, to think if I would respond that way, if my AD says that to me, how are my players going to respond to me if I say it to them?
Now, if the coach, you know what, is letting the, you know, cutting practice short on a Tuesday and not bringing in the players on a weekend, you know, on a Saturday morning to watch film.
Never watch film. There's no scouting report, nothing.
Yeah, you know, you find when that, you know, you're not meeting with your coaches during the week to kind of break down and prepare for the up. And you begin to hear these things. Okay, you know what? Fair question. How bad do you want it?
Right. Then it's fair. Absolutely.
Totally fair. But if you see the work being done and then you ask the question, it could be one of the most, you know, damaging questions that someone could ask you. So if you think about that, you better recognize the statement of how bad do you want it to be very detrimental and damaging. It has that potential. It is combustible. If you say it and you say it in the wrong moment, in the wrong situation, without warrant, it has this ability to destroy your team. And I think we have to be very careful because I think we just loosely say it. I think it's just a very common phrase.
It's easy. It's something. Yeah. It's something that is just kind of the common vernacular amongst coaches. We all say it, we've heard it, and we never really stop to think of the ramifications of it. And I think it's a great call out that to be a little bit more cognizant of the effects of our language and how intentional we have to be with it.
Now I'll add another dynamic here. And I don't know if I have the right answer for this. I think you also have to be careful because when you say how bad do you want it, you don't realize it, but you're actually entering into the comparison game. Because more often than not, when you say like how bad do you want it, it's there's a standard in your mind that you believe is kind of the level that it takes to get it done. And when you start questioning how bad do you want it, you may not be processing it like this. You may not have it written out, but you're basically saying, how bad do you want it? Because where you are now is not at the level that you need to be. Like there's another level. So how bad do you want it? Are you willing to get to that next level? I think you have to be cautious a little bit of that because what is that next level? What does it look like? Who operates there? Does anybody operate there? Right? Is this next level a real level? Is it actually a healthy level? Because you're asking me like, all right, you know what? You know, let's say during the summer, you have me doing off-season workouts and you have me every morning, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 10, coming in, speaking because one of my teams, Monday through Thursday, off-season workouts, 7 to 10. That's pretty significant. That's a pretty significant commitment.
It is.
So if I do that and we don't get the job done, are you telling me now, are you now going to question how bad did I want it? Which then implies what I did wasn't enough. So are you now telling me like, if I really want it, I need to do 6 days of 7 to 10? Like, do you see what I'm saying? Now, all of a sudden, you begin to open this door to this level of like, well, so what are you asking of me now? Because I just gave you summers. You only let us take 1 week off. Mm-hmm. For vacation of sorts. You had me do this, this, and this Monday every day. I'm waking up at 6 a.m. in the summer. I'm doing this, you know, like, oh my gosh.
I got other sports, all of that.
And you're now asking me, how bad do I want it? Are you now telling me the expectation in your mind is not that anymore? It's now this. And actually, if I get to that, do you actually now think that's healthy?
Right.
Like, does that now create a new series of issues? Burnout, over fatigue, overuse, which produce injury, right? I mean, all these other dynamics. I just think you have to be cautious a little bit because when you open the door, how bad do you want it? You're basically questioning because where you're at now, I don't know if it's enough. It needs more. Well, you kind of laid out the off-season workout plan. You're supposed to be the leader. You put the plan in front of me to said, hey, do these things and it'll get you here. I did it. Those things. So are you wrong?
Right. That's the way today's kids are going to act and process it. They're not the type of kids that are just going to do just to do it and never question anything. So when we have those statements, our kids are going to respond that way. And it's not a knock against them. They just, that's the way that they process, and they want to know why. And if they don't feel like they've been clearly told why or how, and then you question what they've already done, I think you lose them pretty quick. And it's, they're just more intuitive. They don't take things blindly as maybe what I did or the generation before that. Like they need to feel connected. And this is a statement that can really disconnect quickly.
Always remember, how bad you want it always points back to effort, not execution. And mm-hmm. I think that's another big thing as well. So I think that statement, if you're seeing lacking effort, that statement applies. If you're seeing lacking of execution, I don't know if it always applies. And so many things outside of our effort play a role in us being successful or not. If you take the game of basketball, great effort doesn't guarantee the shot goes in. Right. So all of a sudden, if you say how bad you want it, but the effort's there, but not the execution of the actual making of a shot, you're now approaching the issue with the wrong weapon.
Yeah.
Right. You're trying absolutely. To attack it with this angle of how bad you want it, i.e., an effort approach. But that's actually not what you need to be attacking this with. This is an execution issue, right? Mm-hmm. This is a talent issue. This is a skill set dynamic. And it's not so easy. People's capabilities sometimes are what they are in those moments. You keep growing and developing in them, but in the moment, their capability is what their capability is. And yes, they may need to try harder, but it may not always produce the result. That's why, sometimes you just got to assess the person's ability and aptitude to even do the job.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it's not even an issue of effort or how bad you want it. It's you now need to assess, are they even capable of doing it? Screw how bad you want it. Do you have the skill set to get it done? Mm-hmm. And I think those thoughts, those more strategy, tactical questions get pushed aside when we just go into our default coach talk of how bad do you want it?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How bad do you want it? Now, under no circumstance should you get rid of that statement. I just think you should really be more intentional, more thoughtful around that statement to recognize, one, the potential damaging effect it could have on players. Secondly, the potential damaging effect it could have on your credibility if that's what you're addressing when that's not really the issue, and how that then can create the player's perspective when they look back at you and say, I don't think you even know how to get the job done. Because right now we're being out-coached and you think it's an effort issue.
Right.
And then and I'm looking for you for solutions, and you're the only thing you have coming back at me is pushing me to give more effort, and I'm over here.
Play harder. Play harder, and I can't give anything more.
And I'm over here exhausted. Now I all of a sudden I look at you and I don't think I don't think you have any clue how to fix this. You've reached your capacity, coach.
Yeah, it's a dangerous thing. It's a good statement, but like you said, use it in the right context at the right time.
Hey, just allowing this series to just cause us to slow down and pause and reflect and examine different statements that we are just guilty of saying that in some cases could be helping, in some cases could be hurting. And I think anytime there's something we regularly engage in as a coach, as it relates to these statements that have the potential to be damaging, we need to be very thoughtful with it. And I think that's what this series is intended to do, to allow us to be very thoughtful in this. If you've missed any of the other episodes on our Coach Talk series, make sure you check them out. Hey, also take these conversations in these episodes to your coaching staff. Because once again, you said earlier, coaches, there isn't like a course to take as you enter into coaching.
No.
You kind of do it, and because you were maybe good in the sport, or maybe you've been around the sport, you've kind of entered in, which then means your training has really just been what you've seen. And now you're going to model what you've seen, and there's going to be a cycle of emulation as you emulate the coaches that have coached over you. So coaches, take this to your staff and start having some conversations around these things that coaches often say, because you don't want them to say it if it potentially has some damaging effects. So allow this to open some conversation. We hope that that will happen with you and your staff. But on behalf of Kyle and the rest of the Lead 'Em Up team, I am Adam. Until next time, we are out.